End council cuts now, to end Tory austerity. Nick Chaffee, Socialist Party National Committee. Tory austerity has meant a decade of attacks on the working class. Nowhere has this been felt more sharply than local councils. As the 12th of December general election approaches, a bold call by Jeremy Corbyn for Labour councils to immediately halt council cuts would show the possible difference a Corbyn-led anti-austerity government would make compared to previous Tory, Lib Dem and Labour governments in this century. In particular, Tory government cuts since 2010 have been brutal, impacting on young and old alike, decimating vital services and council jobs, leaving council workers overworked and underpaid. At the same time, household council tax bills have risen, leaving workers paying more for less services. With the slashing of council tax support, forcing the poorest to pay more, court summons for council tax arrears are rising fast. Combined with the hated bedroom tax, benefit cuts through the introduction of universal credit, along with a chronic housing shortage, rising market and social rents, increasing homelessness, and over 1 million using food banks, and so on, working class communities have been thrown back to the poverty levels associated with the 1930s. This cost of living crisis is stoking enormous anger. Bankrupt. Some councils are on the verge of bankruptcy despite making swingeing spending cuts. Tory-run Northamptonshire was the first, but others are reaching the edge. Scandalously, many of the biggest councils carrying out most of the cuts are Labour-controlled, led by right-wing opponents of Jeremy Corbyn. This vast bureaucracy of Blairite councillors, many of whom campaigned for Corbyn's removal in 2016, are dutifully carrying out the Tories' dirty work. Right now, cuts are being made by Labour councils, and jobs lost mean lives ruined. Local councils are also preparing new cuts budgets for 2020. This has left a deep skepticism in working class communities towards Labour, fed up with years of broken promises and betrayal. Jeremy Corbyn's promise of an end to austerity has the potential to enthuse millions, as the election in 2017 showed. He has made positive announcements about restoring council funding to schools, social care and youth services, amounting to £25 billion additional money. He has announced an intention to restart council house building, a good beginning of 100,000 a year by 2024. And an extra £1.1 billion funding to tackle homelessness. They will certainly be welcomed by many. But how much more so, if he was to come out clearly and say, enough is enough. Stop the cuts. Use your reserves and borrowing powers. We will reimburse you on the 13th of December. Action speaks louder than words. Whatever the outcome of the election, the battle to restore council jobs and services, to meet the needs of working class communities will continue. Union policy. The current policy of council workers unions, Unison, Unite and GMB, is to oppose cuts and campaign for councils to use reserves and borrowing powers to protect jobs and services as the means to fight for full government funding. That policy needs to be urgently put into action. This will require building militant, fighting, democratic trade unions that act in the interest of their members. The council cuts crisis will be a battleground of an anti-austerity Corbyn government. The capitalist class will mobilize all its forces to block reforms in the interests of working class people that encroach on its profits and show an alternative to the capitalist crisis. Even if Corbyn gains a majority of MPs in the election, based on support for his anti-austerity manifesto, the Blairite MPs will be part of the capitalists' campaign that seeks to block a radical Corbyn manifesto going through Parliament, and will undoubtedly be assisted by Blairite councillors. The Socialist Party has repeatedly outlined the need for the Corbyn insurgency to take on the historical task of transforming Labour into a mass workers' party. Measures needed include replacing the Blairites with fighting socialist MPs and councillors, restoring the party's federal democratic structures, placing the trade unions at the centre of the party, and readmitting all expelled socialists, including the Socialist Party. It is clear that the task of replacing these pink Tory cutters with fighting socialist councillors is still to be done. That task cannot be put off forever, events will demand it. In the meantime, while the Socialist Party gives its support to a Corbyn-led anti-austerity government carrying out policies in the interest of working people, where Blairite Labour councillors continue to cut, we will continue to ensure there are anti-cuts candidates in local council elections, fighting for the Liverpool Road, see below, to ensure the services are there to meet the needs of our communities.